As the safety glass shattered in a spray of tiny squares, Jack jerked both hands forward. Hooting in pain, two stickies beat at the knives sticking out of their faces and dropped away. Another tried to take their place, and Doc lunged at it, the sword slicing open its throat with surgical precision. Gushing blood, the invader dropped into the crowd. But more took its place, and other sections of sheet metal started bending away under the pressure of the enraged muties. Briefly, Dean looked at the case of Firebirds. If he could just get outside, the missiles would fly away and explode in the distance, drawing the mob away. But if he was stupid enough to launch a rocket from inside the bus, the back blast of exhaust would fill the WAG and burn them alive. They had enough armament to stop a tank, and it was useless against some mud-covered stickies. Ryan could see the trees were close and tried to spot a path or something to use, but blood and the flopping limbs of the aced mutie were making that nearly impossible. Once more, he tried for his blaster to blow off its head and get an unobstructed view. But the moment he let go, the bus veered to the side, and he was forced to use both hands to steer. By now, the stickies were all over the WAG, their suction-cupped fingers playing with the windows and tugging on the doors. The companions stabbed at anything that came through the broken windows, the interior of the WAG getting brighter with the removal of every panel of steel. Christy tracked the ones on top with her blaster, but withheld firing. She wouldn't waste ammo on a guess.
Dumbass bastard welder! Couldn't weld for shit!
There was a crash from the rear of the bus, and the back door unexpectedly swung open. A young sticky was halfway through the small window, triumphantly holding the latch. It hooted in victory, and Dean blew it away. Then an adult swung in from the side and tried to climb over the stack of crates. From the far end of the WAG, Doc fired the Lamar, the strident discharge of the hog leg seeming even louder in the confines of the bus. The sticky literally flew backward out the open doorway, its head a crushed mess. Scrambling through the supplies, Jack reached the door just as another mutie climbed inside. Spinning sideways, the teenager buried his combat boot into the mutie's stomach, driving it outside. Then, grabbing the handle, Jack hauled the door shut and forced the locking bolt into place.
Too close.
Jack flinched as a gob of quicksand was flung through the hole to splatter on the wall. Were the muties throwing that to blind the teenager? Just how smart were these things? Dean ducked another gob sailing in through the busted side window.
How the hell can they run through quicksand?
Check the deader on the windshield. It's got webbed feet like snowshoes.
Once more, the stickies tried for the broken windows, and the companions hacked away at the hairless limbs, fingers and mouthing suckers falling to the floor. Again and again, Doc thrust deeply with his sword, going for throats and bellies. Then a sticky grabbed the blade and wrestled it from his grip with surprising strength. The creature tried to escape with its prize, but Jack grabbed the arm and pinned it to a seat, while Doc tried to force open the stubby fingers to get back his blade. But the stubborn creature refused to relinquish the weapon, so Doc was forced to hack off the fingers with his belt knife to reclaim the sword. Shrieking, the creature tumbled off the bus, cradling its destroyed hand. Holding onto the luggage rack, JB went to the front of the WAG.
Go faster!
Can't. Bastard engine is at the red line now.
The gauges on the dashboard flashed in warning, and the WAG was barely traveling 20 miles per hour.
I push any harder, it'll blow.
Then we start shooting.
The armorer sent a burst through the access door. The muties fumbling with the portal were blown off in a shower of glass, blood going everywhere. In response, windows smashed on every side, and dozens of arms reached through to grab for the companions. A sucker-covered hand touched Mildred's medkit on a seat and pulled it to a window. The straps caught on the iron grid, and Mildred emptied her blaster outside until the sticky let go and the medkit dropped to the floor. She snatched it away and tossed it onto the luggage rack out of reach. But the deadly hands were everywhere, clawing for anything edible. In the rear, a Firebird was hauled away, and the plastic cover of a seat was ripped off, springs and foam padding bursting free from their tight confines. A canteen was taken, then an empty MRE envelope. The mutie attack was mindless but unrelenting, and the companions raked the windows with blaster fire, hot lead tearing off chunks of the swamp dwellers.